we got huge deficits. We got wasteful subsidies, from my perspective, to oil companies who are making huge profits, incredible profits. In one quarter, just the last quarter, the big five oil companies had $36 billion in profits. So now they want to continue to collect taxpayer subsidies of about $4 billion, actually, a year. And it just can't be justified. We can't be subsidizing extremely profitable companies with these kind of what I consider to be tax loopholes, because, for instance, they take advantage of a manufacturing tax. The purpose of manufacturing tax is to help struggling manufacturers, not to help incredibly profitable oil companies who aren't manufacturing, but who are taking oil out of the ground and doing other things.
I know one of the arguments that was made by the Republicans in this case was that this bill would increase gas prices, but some research indicates that that would not be the case. Isn't that correct?
That's correct. The independent economists that have looked at this said this will not increase oil prices. Their profits are so huge that there's no way that this is going to have an impact on the price of oil at the pump. Price of oil at the pump is not the product of this tax. It's the product of two things. One is the oil companies getting as much as they can, as much as the market will bear. The second thing is that there's a huge amount of speculation going on in the so-called oil futures market, which we're going to be investigating again and issuing a report on again through my subcommittee.
Now, the Associated Press says that with this going down to defeat, it was an issue now, but that this may do better as the Congress and White House are looking to negotiate a deal later this year to increase the government's ability to borrow. This has to do with reductions in deficits. How does that work into that? How does this look like this may come up again in the future and may do better?
Well, we have to adopt a budget, and we have to adopt the increase in the debt limit, or else we're going to default on our bills. No government can afford to do that and expect to have a good economy and have people have confidence in their economy. So this will come up again in one of two ways, either in connection with a debt limit increase vote or a vote on the budget. So this is not dead. But it was pretty disappointing yesterday when you got a whole lot of Republicans who say they're interested in deficit reduction, nonetheless vote to continue subsidies to big oil. You know, if big oil companies were struggling, it'd be one thing. And that's a totally different issue. Like our manufacturers were struggling and needed a partner in the government the way other governments are partners with their manufacturing in other countries. That's not the situation here. We have record profits. Again, $36 billion in a quarter for just these five companies. So to say that $4 billion a year subsidy should be ended is actually a pretty minor dent in their profits.
I guess I'm curious from the perspective of when we talk about free enterprise, capitalism, successful business, et cetera, et cetera. If a company does well, it seems like this would be almost, I guess, a punishment in a way if it was taken away, these kind of tax subsidies. Are you in favor of looking at, I guess, when a company gets to a certain level of real success? I mean, you're talking, as we're talking about billions and trillions of dollars in profit here, that if they can afford it, they should be able to knock back these subsidies and say this isn't even a problem. Is that what
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was just saying that. Are you in favor of that? That, you know, if the company is succeeding, maybe they should give back a little bit more?
Well, we should, if the company is succeeding, we should end subsidies, put it that way.
Yeah, okay.
These, everyone ought to be paying their fair share of taxes, and if they have profits, they should pay a fair tax on those profits. But this is beyond that. This is not the regular tax. These are loopholes that are used by the oil companies where they've been given special subsidies, and they just don't need them. They're making so much money, they don't need these subsidies in order to be profitable. So it's not a matter of punishing them for being profitable. It's a matter of removing a subsidy which is there, which is not appropriate if they are profitable.
We're speaking with U.S. Senator Carl Levin this morning, talking about this measure to repeal $2 billion a year in tax breaks for the five biggest oil companies. Three Democrats did vote that were with the Republicans in opposing it, and they're from Louisiana, Alaska, and Nebraska. Do you think that those regions are a little too beholden to the oil industry, that this vote wasn't a surprise?
surprise at all. These are senators who have big oil companies in their states, and you can't be totally shocked when they're going to reflect the position of some of those companies. I'm not critical of them for their votes. A couple Republicans, by the way, from Maine voted with us.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we had a very strong Democratic vote here. We had all but three Democrats, and that's pretty good. We had, in other words, about 95% of our Democrats. So that's a very strong Democratic vote. And the problem here is a filibuster. We had to get 60 votes. We got a majority. And the people ought to remember this, that we again were thwarted by a Republican filibuster from doing what the majority want to do here. So people have to keep that in mind, too. The majority just doesn't rule in the Senate.
So final question for you. What happens next now as this moves along in one way, shape, or form?
We try again, and again, there'll be a couple other opportunities in the weeks that are coming for us to end subsidies that are not needed, no longer appropriate, and if they end, would make a contribution to deficit reduction.